Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. I'm one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. And I just want to say thank you for joining us on the podcast today. I know Mondays are one of those days that most people dread, but I think Mondays can actually be good. And we can live today with intention, that we can lean into it and say, man, this is going to be a great, great day. Well, today on the podcast, I want to give you just a brief, really, really brief replay, sort of recap of last Sunday's message, yesterday's message. So at Sugar Hill Church, we have been in this three-part series called Your Story Matters. And there's a quote that really has made an impact on me the last couple of years. It's attributed to Mark Twain, and honestly, I don't know if he actually said this, but here's what it says. The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day that you find out why. I just think that's so good that there's a moment that we figure out what we're made for. Well, in Sunday's message, we looked at Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2, a guy named Paul is writing a letter to these churches that are trying to figure out how to stay on track, how to stay on mission, and the example that Paul points them to is the example of Jesus. And so one of the things that we learn is that if we want to have a story that really matters, we've got to connect our story to his. And so there are three questions that come right out of Philippians chapter 2. And the first question is this: what does God want? What does God want? It says down in Philippians 2, starting in verse 5, and then you see it in 6 and in 7, where he talks about this fact that Jesus came to this earth, and the reason why he came to this earth is in verse 8, he became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Basically, Jesus' life is summed up by answering this one question: God, what do you want? What is your desire? What is your dream? God, what do you want? In fact, in a recent staff meeting, Pastor Zach had taught us about what it looks like to have a lifestyle of worship. And he talked about the fact that happens when our attitudes and our actions show the world and support the idea that we want what God wants, that we live life with open hands. We say, God, what do you want? What do you want for my life? What do you want for my career? What do you want for my family? What do you want for my kiddos? That in every single area, every single arena, every single focus of our life, we would say, God, what do you want? Jesus modeled that. A second great question is not only, God, what do you want, but who can I serve? Who can I serve? He says in Philippians 2, starting in verse 3, that we're to do nothing, not anything, from selfish ambition or conceit, but with humility count others as more significant than ourselves. Why would he say that? Because the easiest thing to do is to become selfish. The easiest thing to do is to allow our pride to rip out God's story from our story. And what happens is we end up caring less about the people around us. But the truth is, the people that God puts in our path are opportunities for us to serve. This is what Jesus did. At the Last Supper, when he was in the upper room with his disciples, Jesus was the most powerful, most important person in the room, and yet he chose to get down on his knees, and he chose to serve them. This is a great lesson for any leader in your organization, for any manager, for any person that has influence with other folks in the classroom, wherever that may be, that when you realize you're the most influential person in the room, choose to use your influence for those that don't have it. Use your voice, in other words, for those that don't have the voice. So number one, what does God want? Number two, who can I serve? And then the third question we wrestled with is number three, what do I want to be known for? What do I want to be known for? At the end of the day, there's going to be an ending to the story. And the ending is, the culmination of the story is in Philippians 2, verse 11, that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The danger for us today is that we focus more on the temporary, and that temporary overshadows the eternal. But Paul's reminding us there's a bigger story. There's something that this whole story is moving towards. And the big story is God getting the glory. And so we got to figure out. And so we're asking this question, how do we live this out? What do I want to be known for? Because here's the truth. Your story does matter, but your story matters the most when you're actually living for the story that matters the most. And ultimately, our story is important, but it's a little S story in the capital S story of what God is doing in all of history. Man, I want to invite you, if you missed any of the last three Sundays, would you go to sugarhill.church and you'll find the resource section where you can watch a replay. And I'd love for you to process this idea that your story matters, that your life matters, and how you live every single day has influence and impact. So let's live our story for something that matters most. Hey, I hope you have a great day today. We look forward to walking with you throughout this week on the weekday podcast and also through the Sugar Hill Church app where there's the Daily Aha, just a way to spend time in meditation, prayer, and Bible study. It's a great way to start your day off. Well, that's all I have for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the weekday podcast.